Hi, this is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
The kind people have a wonderful dream. Margaret Gillity. Cause people like you make me feel so tired. When will you die? 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 And people like you make me feel so old inside. Please die. And kind people, do not shelter this dream, make it real. Thank you.
There you go, that horse. That's the new one. Listen to this.
But they don't want me anymore, cause I threw it on the floor. They used to call me sweet thing, but I'm nobody's plaything. And now that I am different, they'd love to bust my head. They'd love to see me cop out, they'd love to see me dead. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But the living that is owed to me, I'm never gonna get. They've buggered this whole world up to their necks in debt. They give you a lobotomy for something you ain't done. They'll make you an epitome of everything that's wrong. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't take any notice of what the public think. They're so hyped up with TV, they just don't wanna think. They'll use you as a target for demands and for advice. And when you don't wanna hear it, they'll say you're full of vice. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
Hey, okay. Oh, these aren't working. The headphones aren't working. People, the headphones aren't plugged in. The headphones, they're not plugged in. Ah, there we go. Oh, thank gosh, I can hear my own voice again. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Mr. Jeffrey Lewis with a cover of the Crass song, Do They Owe Us a Living? A very great punk band, Crass, and Jeffrey Lewis did a whole album of those songs, of Crass covers. And I was reminded of that because of all the great punk songs that were written about Margaret Thatcher, who died earlier this week. That Crass song actually came out before she was prime minister. So I always think of Crass as like the anti-Thatcherite, but they did some. Maybe Margaret Thatcher. I'm sure Margaret Thatcher was messing things up before she actually became prime minister. Anyhow, I remember that album very fondly, so I wanted to play a song off of that. Before that, we heard the Not Sensibles from a great punk compilation called 1234 Punk and New Wave. That was the song I'm in Love with Margaret Thatcher. And at the top, the one, the only Morrissey with his classic 1987 cut from his debut album Viva Hate, Margaret on the Guillotine. It always gets me that cool, the guillotine sound at the end. Anyways, I can't say that I'm that informed about late 70s, early 80s British politics to know exactly how awful Margaret Thatcher was, but I have a pretty good idea based on the reaction of people I trust, for the most part, like Morrissey, except on racial matters, probably. But anyways, goodbye Margaret Thatcher. Goodbye Muse to many, many punk bands. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts. On today's show, some new future Bible heroes. They have a new album coming out, in June. Excited to play that. Some new Lightning Dust, and then some previews for shows that are happening this weekend. Let's start off with Future Bible Heroes, one of Stephen Merritt's many bands. He doesn't sing on this particular track. His longtime collaborator, bandmate Claudia does. You'll recognize her voice if you are a fan of 69 Love Songs. So the album that they have coming out is called Party Going, and this is sort of the title track. It's called Living, Loving, Party Going. I cannot wait to finish school and to get back to my party-going ways. It's my natural state. All this studying and book reading and working hard, not my style. Got to get back to living, loving, party going.
Slowly, ITR presents Artists in Our Midst, a free annual art exhibition and sales event at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Thursday, April 11th, and Open Studios, April 11th, 13th, and 14th. For more info, go to artistsinourmidst.com.
On Thursday, April 11th, Discorder will be celebrating the release of its April issue at the Cobalt. The event will feature bands from the new issue, including Sunshine, Gang Signs, and Zen Mystery Fog, plus Discorder DJs spinning hot vinyl all night long. So jet down to the Cobalt this Thursday, and don't forget to pick up a copy of Discorder or check us out online at discorder.ca.
All right, that was Gang Signs from their recent EP, self-titled Gang Signs. That was the song Runnin'. Gang Signs are playing tonight at the Cobalt as a part of the Discorder launch party for their April issue. Very cool. Also the band Sunshine playing, one of the better-looking bands in town. Very stylish, Sunshine. And Zen Fog Machine. Mm-hmm. Yes, you should check it out. It'll be a fun night. They're both great, all great music, great times, great fun, great people. What more could you ask for? Before that, we heard Lightning Dust, Amber and Josh of the Black Mountain Army, here in East Van. I'm not in East Van right now, but you know what I mean. East Van local. That was Lightning Dust, from their forthcoming album called Fantasy. That was the song Diamond. And at the top, Future Bible Heroes from their forthcoming Merge album, Party Going, the song Living, Loving, Party Going. Good stuff. If you are considering party going this weekend, there's lots of good shows to go see. Friday night at the Cobalt is a four-band super bill. Slam Dunk, Movie Land, High Drops, and Freak Heat Waves are all playing together on one bill. It will be swell. So we're going to hear a few of those bands. Slam Dunk just got back from tour with, or they're about to go on tour with Built to Spill. How cool is that? Congrats to Slam Dunk on getting that awesome support gig. So we're going to hear their song Dying Breed. Let's hope not, from their album Welcome to Miami. Here is Slam Dunk.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
That was Freak Heat Waves from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, produced by the late, great Chris Reimer. That was the song Correction. Very good. Before that, we heard the High Drops from their Student Loan Records split 7-inch. That was the song Part of the Brigade. Before that, the awesome Movie Land. They're one of my favorite bands right now. That was the song A Blast. There's a video for it online with a bunch of clips from roller coasters. It's very good. That was from their EP Blows Up, currently out on Green Burrito cassettes. Green Burrito tapes, sorry. And at the top, we heard Slam Dunk from their recent album, Welcome to Miami, the song Dying Breed. What do those four bands have in common, you ask? They're all playing Friday Night at the Cobalt. What a deal! All those bands for like, I don't know, probably $5, maybe 10 at tops. They charge more than 10, just walk away. But I doubt it'll be more than 5. Yeah, that'll be a very fun night. Good stuff. also on Friday night, Mongrel Magazine, a local music rag, are going to be launching their new issue and their very first 7-inch. They have a Cindy Lee split 7-inch that they're putting out, which is great stuff. And they've got a show with this show at the Zoo Shop. Organs, not the organ, I can only assume. The React with exclamation point, and Noceums, all happening at the Zoo Shop on Friday night, along with that great show, The Cobalt. Get out there. Go see music. Do it to it. The next night, Saturday night, at the Zoo Shop, there is another pretty good bill. A friend of the show, Gal Grayson, is going to be playing, along with Punishment, Megabog, and a band I'm very curious about, Diane. I've seen them on a lot of bills. I haven't made it to see them yet, but they've put a few songs up onto the internet on their Bandcamp, and I have found one of them that I liked quite a bit. It's called Phantoms. We're going to listen to it right now. Here is Phantoms on Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Diane.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Electro Vaudeville Festival is coming to town and everyone is welcome. with an evening show on Friday, April 12th, and both a day and evening show the following Saturday, there are no excuses to miss the Electro Vaudeville Festival at the Grandview Legion on Commercial Drive. Alice Francis of Germany, the Swing Growers of Italy, the Bohemian Acrobats from across the border, and many more international artists will be joined by amazing bands and performers from our local scene. Join the Electro Swing Club Vancouver community on Facebook for updates, or check our website, electrovaudevillefest.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Thank you.
right. That was the Flaming Lips being the Flaming Lips from their new album, The Terror. That was the song Sun Blows Up Today. I really hope not. That would really put a kink into my plans. Kink? Fun music. Before that, we heard Megabog from their album Freaky Dawn, Howler Bathing. Nice companion piece there to the lips. And at the top, we heard Diane from their self-titled EP. That was the song Phantoms. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Stay tuned. Evan is coming up with Definition Soundwave next. He's going to have one of his great top five lists. It's going to be fantastic. Stay tuned for that. Then Robin with Ink Studs. And then a whole afternoon of other great programming. Keep it locked in here on CITR. For those of you listening at home, the website is back up. Very exciting. You can go check out all the website stuff right now because it's back. Going to close things out with some Kurt Vile. He has a brand new album out. It's called Waking on a Pretty Days. Pretty Day. And I like it. I like my Kurt Vile. He's a swell fellow. And we're going to give a listen to the title track. Waking on a Pretty Days. Long number, 9.5 minutes, so we're going to get started right away. Thanks for listening. Check out the podcast at CITR.ca, and you can see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. I'm updating it again. Don't worry. None of you were worried. Okay, here is Kurt Vile. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye. Now that's cat power. Oh, brother. Here we go. Here's Mr. Kurt Vile. Okay, bye.
I'm gonna drop along the way today. Yeah.
C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking...
Okay. If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R,
okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to C-I-T-R 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hi.
Let's go.